Joining us now, we have about to be LPGA Tour player Casey Grice. Welcome into the Golf Shop.
Hey, thanks for having me.
How excited are you looking forward to 2016?
I am so excited. Everything I've kind of worked for, and now we get to do it. So
it just got real, didn't it?
It did. It didn't quite sink in right away. But now, I start to, I'm planning for next year, and so I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going here, not here. So it's crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot more travel. There's a full-time caddy, I'm assuming, that we got to worry about, hotel accommodations, all that fun stuff, right?
Yes, exactly. International travel. I've never been out of the country, so it's a lot of new things, but it'll be fun.
You got the passport?
I have the passport.
All right, you're all set then.
All right, so yeah, you had all the joy at the final event. You jumped in the pool. It was all lovely, and then, like we're saying, it got real. So what in the succeeding weeks, what things have happened that have made it feel real? I mean, I'm really curious about the caddy thing, because all of a sudden, if you hire somebody, you're an employer, and somebody else's ability to put groceries on the table is on you. So what kinds of, I don't know, holy crap moments have you had over the last few weeks?
Well, I think a lot of it comes from, being back home, seeing friends, and just, wanting to see everyone, and then the questions come. So they're like, so what are you going to do? Where are you going to go? Who's going to be your caddy? So it's just like, every time I see someone new, it's questions, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I need to do that. Oh, yeah, I need to do that. So it's like, it helps me add to my list. But as of right now, I don't have a full-time caddy set up. I mean, I'm looking for one and would love for that to happen.
I have a passport, Casey. I have a passport.
Yes. There you go. Perfect.
Please.
Come on, let's do it.
Please hire him.
I have a strong back and a weak mind. I could carry
there
the bag.
Go. You can. You can keep up.
No,
we'll be good to go.
Keeping up might be the hardest part for him.
No, it's the shutting up that would be the hardest
part.
Yeah,
well, keeping up and shutting up, I have a feeling. All right.
So what are you looking for in a caddy? I mean, I'm not available. So let's just go ahead and take me off the table. I know. Do you need a moment to weep?
I do.
What are you looking for? You looking for somebody with, maybe some experience on those courses that you're going to be visiting for the first time? Or are you looking for somebody just to carry your bag and shut up? Are you somebody who likes a lot of advice? What are you looking for in a caddy?
I mean, I think there's a lot of parts that, go into it, hopefully in a long-term relationship. But, someone that would just respond the way I would respond in any given situation will be there to kind of, pick you up, say the right things when, you're not playing as well, and, keep you motivated and keep you going when you are playing well. So positivity, that's a huge thing. Just someone that'll stay positive out on the golf course. And I am a fast player, so the keeping up thing is actually a big, big check mark on the list, too. So someone that, is ready when I am, is just kind of on top of it. And it will be interesting this year navigating new courses. So experience is always a plus. But just really someone positive and upbeat and, wants to be there and wants to help.
Are there any courses, as you look at the schedule, that you've actually played before?
I think there is two.
Nice.
The Texas tournament.
Yeah.
I've played in that twice now, so that'll be fun. And then I've actually played where the A&A Inspiration is, formerly the Craft Nabisco. I've played there quite a few times, so hopefully I'll qualify for that.
All right, so out of the gates, I know there's – I don't know if all the events are available to you. What's going to be your first event?
I have not seen the official schedule yet. I'm guessing they'll wait till the season actually ends, which is two more events. But I've heard Bahamas is number one.
Yes.
So
that's the projection anyway. Bahamas and then Ocala.
And then Florida, right.
So
that's what I've heard.
So are you planning on jumping right into both of those if you can get in there?
I think so. The first couple are sometimes limited field, but I should be able to get into both of them. And I take it back. I've played three. I played the Monday qualifier on Ocala last year, so I have seen that course also.
Well, that's the classic course of classic courses. So, you get to play some famous holes. That's going to be exciting.
Yes, it was. It was fun playing it last year and being like, oh, I've seen this one on TV, but it's a great course, and I'm looking forward to it.
So projecting beyond those first few events, this schedule takes you around the world, upside down, backwards. Are there places you're really looking forward to visiting? I know you're there to play and you're there to do your job, but are there places that you're looking forward to visiting?
I mean, I'm honestly just excited to get out of the country since I've never done it before. But obviously the Bahamas or Hawaii or anything kind of tropical is going to be really fun, I think. And hopefully I'll be able to incorporate a few things other than golf in each week. But I think the end goal, Asia, I think would be a fun place to go to. And that means I had a good season if I can get into those events at the end of the year. But yeah, really all of it because I've never experienced any of it before. So I think it'll just new waters. So it'll be fun to navigate.
So what event will you miss most about the Symetra Tour?
Oh, here we go.
Obviously, Charlotte. I mean, come on.
They're not having the daddy-daughter clinic. They ain't having the daddy-daughter clinic or rock the putt at Ocala.
No, they are not. That is unique to Charlotte, for sure.
Okay, so we digressed. Again, we have Symetra Tour player, now LPGA Tour player, Casey Grice joining us. And, you know, been out on the Symetra Tour. This was your second year. What was the adjustment coming out of Carolina, that is the Tar Heels for those of you in North Carolina?
Yeah.
What was the adjustment coming out of college golf to Symetra Tour golf?
Yeah, I think there's still a high level of competition, which we, you know, the Tar Heels were top 10 in the country while I was there. So we had that high level of competition. I think it's a lot of the other side of it that not many people see. It's the travel plans. It's the being able to get used to a course every week, like that type of stuff. So I think adjusting my game plan and that took a little bit of time. And what schedule worked for me versus practice and rest, that balance. But yeah, I think just that and just getting comfortable with playing at the next level and playing for money. I know that's a little bit of a different. I realized that pretty quick my first year, what it means to play for money and what it means to, you know, play at the college level or the junior level. Still a lot of pressure, but it's a whole nother level moving up. So
well,
just time and experience.
Yeah, and I mean, you came into the Symetra Tour at an interesting time when we exploded from 12 to 15 events to, you know, events in,
yeah,
in the 20s. And you played 22 events this year. I don't recall how many you played in 2014. Is that a good number for you? Or are you hoping to play more? Are you someone who's going to grind it out and play every week if you can get in, or schedule time off in intermittent breaks?
I think from the start, it's going to be, you know, start fast and start hard playing in every event and just try and, you know, see what I can do. I played in every single event last year and this year on the Symetra Tour.
Wow.
So I've learned, you know, how to rest and be able to play that long of a season. But I think, you know, that 20 to 25 mark, somewhere in that range, is a good number of events because the LPGA season is longer. So there's a little more time in there for rest. We're not having to crunch as many events in as we do on Symetra Tour.
So how trashed is your car after 2 years on the Symetra Tour? I won't ask you how bad it smells, and I won't tell you the two players I rode with once and what their car smelled like, but how trashed is your car, and is there a teenager nearby who'd be willing to buy it?
Right, yes. Well, I transitioned to a Prius my last year of college, so thankfully I have saved on gas mileage these first 2 years.
But you're short on cool.
Yes, I know. It's true.
What you give up in gas, you make up for in a lack of cool.
Exactly.
All right.
But every penny, you know, at this level, we're trying to save every penny.
Absolutely.
So it
is it trashed? Did you trash it? Be honest.
It was pretty messy. I try to contain the mess in the trunk, so then if I have to give someone a ride, they don't really see it. So it's really just me that sees it. But I have cleaned it and I have scrubbed it and it is, you know, it needed some tender loving care at the end of the season and it got it. So we are all clean now.
All right, Casey. So we know going from Symetra Tour to LPGA Tour, there's definitely a jump in the competition level.
Yep.
I'm looking at your stats from last year. I see a lot of low numbers in terms of ranking, which means you did a lot of things really well. So tell me what you're working on to be better, and if you get better at these one or two or three things, you're going to be at the top of the leaderboards on the LPGA Tour.
That is a bold question.
Definitely. There is a jump. I noticed that this Metro Tour this year, though, was very competitive. So at the top, we are pretty consistent, I think, to what the LPGA Tour does. But for me, I've always hit the ball really well. Honestly, I've scored with my iron, so I hit it really close to where, you know, it's hard for me to miss the putt sometimes. But moving forward is, I think, obviously what most players say is short game. So giving myself that confidence when I don't miss a green that I'm going to get it up and down every single time is always an improvement. And putting, that's one thing I noticed in playing the few LPGA tournaments I've played is that, you know, they make putts. They make a lot of them, and when you get close, they're going in every time. And I think just keeping that awareness of what side of the green to be on and where to hit the best, like that type of stuff moving forward, is they're 100% on it every single time.
Well, far be it for me to question your theory here, but you're pretty good at putting and pretty good at hitting it close. You had 247 birdies this year, setting a new record that goes back to 1999 on the Symetra Tour.
Right.
I did not
that
expect
cool.
you to tell me short game was what you were thought would make the difference. That's that I was really shocked.
Yeah, it's a whole nother level, and that's where they score. And so I just get, and it's at this level too. It's one stroke. It's not, seven. It's saving that one birdie right. putt or that one bogey putt. That's kind of where you can really make a jump.
So is it just a question of practicing short game, day in, day out for hours, just to make sure that you've got every shot in the bag, every trick in the book?
Part of it is being consistent, because I always feel like that's the first thing that goes when you're not practicing, is kind of your feel and your short game. But I think it's also adding more shots to the bag too, to where you're very creative, and no matter what shot you come upon, you can have three different ways to get it next to the hole instead of just one. So I think that's kind of where I could improve, because I might have one or two right now that work most of the time, but if you can add that third or fourth type in, you're going to get it every single time.
Yeah, I mean, that's like going out to practice, burying the balls in the bunker, stepping on the ball in the rough, finding the worst lies you can find, hitting off a pine straw, hitting off of hard pan, all that stuff, right?
Exactly.
So now while you're doing this practice in the off season, will you interview? Will you audition caddies? I mean, at the beginning of the interview, it sounded like you were looking for some very specific personal qualities that would help build chemistry. How do you know that going out? I mean, you don't want to end up in the Bahamas and have to fire somebody.
Right, and I think it is, that's part of being a rookie, and that's part of figuring everything out is in that experience. And, sometimes you got to try it. You just got to hire a caddy on for the week and know you have them for the week and, go from there. I know the LPGA does do some local caddies as well, which I think could also help someone with local knowledge. So I might try and do a few of those at the start until I really can get to know some guys out there on tour that maybe want a caddy, or get a friend out, or that type of stuff, who is looking to maybe do it full time. So
yeah, or you could just tell me when to meet you at the airport to go to the Bahamas.
Exactly. I know, we need to look at our schedules and we'll figure it out.
I'm all in for that. Well, Casey, we really appreciate you joining us tonight, and we look forward to watching your name creep up the leaderboard every week in 2016.
Yes, thank you for having me.
All right, thanks a lot, and good luck.
Yeah, thank you. See you later.